Now, you have a granary, and you grow your own grain, and then what happens to the grain? You talk about flooring the malt.
Floor malting, right.
I have no idea what that means.
Sure. So Walter Wassard from Pine Plains Tractor is doing all of our custom work on the physical estate. We have a total of about 150 acres that are under plant, so we're able to produce everything that we grow. By floor malting, this is a specific process that we use for our single malt, like that similar of a Scotch whiskey, in which you actually germinate the grain slightly, and you take advantage of some amylase enzymes that get created during germination. By tricking it into germinating, this enzyme gets created, meaning that I don't have to add anything when I make my whiskey to extract the sugar that is the carbohydrate that's within the seed structure.
So these grains are the grains you harvested off the new crop out in the fields?
Yes, they come in off the fields, they get dried and stored and cleaned, then they go through the malting process, and it's during this malting process that we turn the grain periodically every 6 hours, extracting this enzyme.
Every little grain of grain?
We use an old-fashioned malt rake, and we use shovels, and we physically turn and aerate the grain. And what happens is small little rootlets actually get exposed. When it reaches a certain level of development, we push the malt through our kiln and actually toast and roast peat underneath it to give it that charismatic flavor that typical flavor that is single malt scotch, but made here in the United States.